It's now 2 years since a deadly 6.3 magnitude earthquake devastated the New Zealand city of Christchurch. The loss of life and to the city's historic architecture has changed Christchurch forever, and residents still face a long haul to recover and rebuild. Nevertheless, when our reporter Vanessa O'Brien returned to her hometown, she found the indomitable Kiwi spirit still very much alive.
Christchurch, today is the day your great comeback begins. This devastating event marks the beginning of a long journey for your city. It will be a journey that leads us from ruins and despair to hope and new opportunities. From great hardship will come great strength. It will be a difficult journey, but progress is certain, things will get better, Christchurch will rise again.
This is a message from New Zealand Prime Minister John Key, the day after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake took 185 lives in the garden city of Christchurch on the 22nd of February 2011. But almost 2 years later, it's hard to move on when the ground under your feet simply won't stand still. Since the first large earthquake shook Christchurch in September 2010, 60 magnitude 5 or more earthquakes have rattled the broken city and its 400,000 residents who are desperately trying to rebuild their lives. More than 70% of the central city's buildings have collapsed or are condemned. At least 10,000 families have lost their homes and 100,000 more homes are damaged. Most residents live with the constant stress of insurance claims and the fact that it will take up to $30 billion and at least 15 years to rebuild their hometown. 25-year-old Christchurch musician and owner of Orange Studio, Michael Bell, well remembers the day that everything changed. He lost his inner-city studio and saw the collapse of a building in which 18 people died.
It was a completely surreal feeling, just watching all the buildings that I had been used to being there all of my life, just coming down. It was just like we were in an epic, you know, Hollywood blockbuster, except the people that were dying were real, and you know, and the buildings that were falling down were actually real, and another one could fall on you in any second. There are a lot of tears and a lot of desperation and so many worried parents about their kids.
The decimated central city immediately became the red zone and was cordoned off indefinitely by the army. Michael, along with thousands of other business owners, was prevented from returning to his premises.
Well, I was thinking, oh no, this is going to be like, you know, the September earthquake. We're not going to be able to get back in for maybe a day or maybe even 2 or 3 days. So I'd better grab my laptop. So I grabbed my laptop. And I'm really glad that I did, because, you know, it wasn't 2 or 3 days, it was several months until we could get back in there to get anything.
The enormity of the situation quickly hit home for the young entrepreneur.
It was just completely insane. It's stuff that, I mean, in New Zealand, we just never thought would happen to you. And you see it on the news in other countries and you're like, oh, you know, that's really sad. But when it happens to you, you're like, you know, you get a whole new appreciation for the terror and just how much it totally uproots all the buildings and all the people. It felt at the time that everything that I'd spent years building up, you know, had resulted in zero. But one thing that I've read that I believe is that it's not so much what you have at the time, but your ability to make that happen again. And because of it, the way we do business now is completely different.
It didn't take long for good old Kiwi ingenuity to kick in for many Christchurch residents. Businesses started operating out of shipping containers, cars and garages. Michael decided it was the perfect time to start working from home.
It did change very largely the way that we worked as a business for the studio. So we went from being more of a recording studio and film studio setup to a mobile studio and a mobile film studio setup. So for recording albums, we did live albums instead of studio albums. And for videos, we didn't do things on the green screen or anything like that. We did record a few demo albums just in my lounge. Gotta get my head around Christchurch City falling down.
Like a lot of Christchurch's displaced, Michael made the most of the opportunities the situation offered him. He kitted out his suburban garage with building materials acquired from demolished homes and commercial buildings, right down to a signature chandelier. At times, as many as 8 staff work out of the small space, but ironically, his business has become more successful. Amongst its other work, Orange Studio produced 10 CDs in 2012, more than it's done in any previous years. Many of Christchurch's young entrepreneurs miss the inner city vibe and have set up shop in other centres around New Zealand, but Michael believes it's important to keep employment in Christchurch and to support the city if it's ever to recover.
A lot of the work we can't do from anywhere. And the other thing is, I know Christchurch. I'm set up here. And I feel that we need people in Christchurch working. If we all bail on Christchurch, then, you know, it will turn into a ghost town.
The Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority, in conjunction with the Christchurch City Council, has released plans for a new central city. Experts from around the world have collaborated to create a living city in a park, in which building height is capped at 7 stories and there's green space aplenty. Although it will take years to build, Michael says plans for a vibrant new arts quarter is something to look forward to.
It looks ideal and better than what it was before the earthquake, which I think is the big thing.